You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iyer. When I'm not doing this, I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for SportingNews.com. Here on Locked On Fantasy Football, we've rolled through our slow play 12-team, 17-round, half-point PPR mock draft. We're taking it round by round. We're going pick by pick here and giving a piece of advice, 12 pieces with each round, one per pick here as we go through it. So we've already gone through six rounds here. So if you missed any of that, the shows for round one, two, three, four, five, six, they're up. And we go looking at team one through team 12. So you can catch up there. We'll do a little bit of catch up here for you on what you missed before and what all these teams should be thinking when they're on the clock with one particular pick. So we'll get into all that extra fun with our mock draft in a moment. But first, I got to tell you, this episode of Locked On Fantasy Football is brought to you by RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit RockAuto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. All right, let us go and look at where we left off here. Team 1, in the odd number rounds, which we're on right now, round 7, they pick first, and they come around the corner. What they did before, we'll sum it up this way, what they have at their starting spots here. Patrick Mahomes is their QB1 in the second round. Christian McCaffrey, they went with him first overall, and RB2. Miles Gaskin in the fourth round. So McCaffrey, Gaskin in the backfield. Keenan Allen, wide receiver 1, round number 3. Julio Jones, wide receiver 2, round number 5. Still looking for our wide receiver 3. And the previous pick here in round 6 was Mark Andrews filling out tight end 1. So what do we need? We need a little bit of help at running back, a little bit extra starting spots at wide receiver here for options. So what do we do? So we like McCaffrey and Gaskin. That's a pretty good baseline. But Gaskin was hurt for some of last year. That hurt his value, for sure. You have Julio Jones. He's an injury risk. So we know we need to build up our depth at running back and wide receiver at some point. But the value here of the pick lies in someone with a lot of upside. That's Javonte Williams, the rookie running back there out of North Carolina. For the Broncos, they traded up to get him. They're excited about what he can do. Melvin Gordon just went there, right there in the previous round, round 6, early with the second pick. So you look at Javonte Williams here. This guy's got a lot of upside. I think Gordon is a guy that you might stash, hoping to get some production early, and that's what Team 11, who took Gordon there in round 6. But here, Team 1 in round 7, we're thinking about big upside. We want someone who can help us swing for the fences here. We're excited about having Mahomes and McCaffrey as the core of our team, but we want one guy that can maybe put us over the top as a flex play, maybe even as an RB2 that could play over Gaskin here at some point. So Javonte Williams is the man. This Broncos offense wants to be run heavy, support its uncertain quarterback situation, and I would say the backfield will lean more to Javonte Williams here in time over Melvin Gordon. So piece of advice that comes with team number 1 here picking first in round number 7, jump on high upside at the right time. This seems like the right time. We can wait a little bit to finish out wide receiver 3. We can give ourselves options there. We don't have to worry about quarterback or tight end. So that says let's go after the big upside, and we can make this luxury stash here for Javonte Williams. Team number 2, they've rounded out their roster well here. They've gone straight down the line. RB1, RB2, Dalvin Cook, Najee Harris, round 1, round 2. Then they got Michael Thomas as their wide receiver 1 in round 3. Adam Thielen in round 4 as wide receiver 2. And DJ Chark in round 6 there as wide receiver 3. In between Thielen and Chark, we had our tight end one, TJ Hockenson is a good value there. So we've got all our starters at running back and wide receiver and tight end. We're now looking at flex and, of course, quarterback. So what lines up here? We have some options here. We're near the bottom of the QB1s, but you look at Justin Herbert, you look at Tom Brady, you look at Matthew Stafford, you look at Joe Burrow. These are all the guys around there. Matt Ryan, throw him in the mix as well. Ryan Tannehill, Jalen Hurts. So all these guys are still available here, but we like Justin Herbert as team number two. We don't want to be just forced to get the leftover on the tier, whether it's Hurts or Tannehill. We have question marks about those guys. We don't want to necessarily wait that long. And we're not sure about Burrow or Stafford, so we want to go to the guy that produced well as a rookie. Should build on that here in 2021, Justin Herbert. So sometimes you don't want to wait all the way at QB. This team could have done it, for sure. After Aaron Rodgers went there with the third-to-last pick in round six, they could have played the waiting game here. But there are some other teams looking at quarterbacks. Justin Herbert is what team number two wanted. So sometimes you don't want to wait all the way at QB is a piece of advice. Team two and their round seven pick. Team three is on the clock. They took care of backfield early as well. Derrick Henry and Antonio Gibson in the first two rounds. Then they went straight down the line at wide receiver. Rounds three through five, Allen Robinson, Kenny Galladay, Deontay Johnson, pretty good core there. And then they took care of QB1 with Aaron Rodgers in round number six. So this team is looking for tight end, and they're looking for some flex help as well. So the value seems to be, let's go after running back here and get someone to increase our depth and our options here. And we can take a guy to committee because we have Henry and Gibson as two pretty solid starters there for us overall. So this is a flex play, and we'll have options with our wide receivers as well. So the pick here is Ronald Jones, running back of the Buccaneers for team number three in round seven. The piece of advice that comes with this, get some piece of a productive offense, even if it's not ideal. Now, ideally, the best parts are like Mike Evans and Tom Brady, and we look at Rob Gronkowski, to a certain level, is a value, but we already have all those key positions taken over. We don't need to reach for Gronkowski here in a committee with O.J. Howard and Cameron Brate. So we want to tap into the Buccaneers in some form. Ronald Jones was very productive. I know Leonard Fournette was the guy in the playoffs and did his thing, but they really like Ronald Jones, the way he runs, and he's the ideal flex play because he doesn't touch the ball a lot necessarily and in key situations, but he can be productive with some big runs and all that we've seen. So based on the matchups, you want to have a lot of options at flex, and Ronald Jones, a team that's going to be playing from ahead and scoring a lot, makes a lot of sense here for team number three in round seven. Last team we'll talk about before we take our first break is team number four, and they took Alvin Kamara as their RB1 here in round one. Then they took Clyde Edwards-Helaire to round out their backfield in round three. Justin Jefferson in between, wide receiver one. Then they went to Kyler Murray as QB1. Kareem Hunt was a bit of a surprise, taking care of high-end flex as an RB3. Then you had Cortland Sutton taking a chance on him as wide receiver two. Now, we're still looking for a wide receiver three to round out our lineup. But instead here, we go to a guy that could be a key go-to guy for his offense. That's Dallas Goedert of the Eagles. I like Goedert. This is a good time to target him. I know Pitts has got the buzz. Andrews has the history. Goedert was in a committee, and he still is with Zach Ertz. But the arrow's pointing up. They're still trying to figure out wide receiver there in Philadelphia. So Dallas Goedert is our pick here. We'll go there, and we'll wait to find our last starting wide receiver and some depth at running back here as team number four. The piece of advice that takes with team number four, taking Dallas Goedert, be patient for late tight end one values. Now, this is a guy that's kind of on a tier on his own here, and spoiler alert, he's the only tight end we're going to give out to one of these teams and make that selection in round one after we had Kyle Pitts and Mark Andrews go in the previous round. So, very interesting here that you can get a value like Dallas Goedert, and again, it was a better decision than reaching for a wide receiver three at this point or an RB4. So there's a look at the first four picks in round seven. We still need to get through eight more, two-thirds of this round. But I do have to remind you that BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. We know baseball's in full swing. We know the NBA action is now into the conference finals. NHL creeping towards the Stanley Cup champion. You can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news and odds for your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC and MMA action. Don't forget about the futures in NFL. There are props that you can look ahead to for the 2021 season. Before the next pitch, tip-off, or puck drop, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the game as teams continue their runs in the playoffs and baseball turns the corner towards the All-Star break. Head to the website or use a mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. All you have to do is enter the promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get that 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. We'll be right back here to look at team number five and what they do while they're on the clock in round seven of our 12-team, 17-round half-point PPR mock draft. All right, let's go to team number five and pick up where we left off. Earlier, the picks were Javonte Williams, the running back, to team number one. Justin Herbert as a QB1 to team number two. Ronald Jones joining Javonte Williams as an RB3 for team number three. And Dallas Goedert, the tight end one, going to team number four. Now, we're up to team number five here in round seven. Let's quickly recap what they have. Saquon Barkley was their first pick. Two rounds later, they went with J.K. Dobbins, so that's their backfield. Later in round six, the previous round, they got James Robinson as an option for the flex as an RB3. At wide receiver, round two, D.K. Metcalf, wide receiver one. Round five, Cooper Kupp, wide receiver two. And Josh Allen, I should say, is the QB1 in round number four. So what were we looking for here? We're looking for wide receiver three. We're still looking for our starting tight end. Here, those are the options we are weighing here. Now that Goddard is off the board, we might have been interested in him. We're looking at Chase Claypool, and we're rounding it out with our wide receiver three. Here, the piece of advice that comes with team number five, going Chase Claypool after the previous picks here, make sure you have enough big play and big game ability. Why is this important? Some of your players are going to have off weeks. So you want a player that can have a monster week to kind of balance things out. And we know Chase Claypool is all about that. He had the multiple touchdown games. He has the ones where he stretched the field and scored a lot as a rookie. He should build on that, be a bigger part of this offense with Ben Roethlisberger. This year, more well-rounded receiver, probably get more work in the red zone. He's a guy, again, that can light it up with big plays, doesn't need a lot of touches or targets to make an impact, and can rack up the touchdowns. You know that's in his history. So Cooper Kupp, we know, is a little bit more possession receiver. We know DK Metcalf can explode. So Metcalf and Claypool give you a lot of big play ability, as well as Josh Allen. And we know Saquon Barkley certainly has a lot of burst, as well as J.K. Dobbins. So the big play ability, again, you want some consistency and the steady production from guys from down to down, but there are some that, again, are big play and big day reliant, and that's fine to have because it helps pick up the guys that you usually count on when they're in a tough matchup or have an off day. So make sure you have enough big play and big game ability on your roster and starting lineup. Team number six, they took Aaron Jones and Joe Mixon, so right off the bat, figured out RB1, RB2. Then they went wide receiver one, wide receiver two with Terry McLaurin and DJ Moore. Lamar Jackson was QB1, and then they took care of wide receiver three in the previous round with T. Higgins of the Bengals. So we're looking for a starting tight end on this team. Otherwise, it's depth and flex options there, and eventually a backup QB to Lamar Jackson. So team number six goes with Damian Harris, the running back from the Patriots, hoping that he'll have a big chunk of the offense and be the key guy ahead of Sonny Michel, cut into some of the receiving work of James White, and really replace a lot of the production of Rex Burkhead. So Damian Harris, most talented Patriots back. Let's hope he sees the key swing touches at a pretty decent volume here to trust potentially as a flex play. Team number six, a piece of advice that comes with this pick: you can wait a little to round out running back if you start with them back to back. Now, we saw that happen here with Derrick Henry and Antonio Gibson. So you don't have to invest a lot when you have two workhorse backs there that are going to get it done. Same thing with team number two with Dalvin Cook and Najee Harris back-to-back. This was the third team in our draft that went RB back-to-back, Aaron Jones and Joe Mixon to start. So you don't need a lot there. You need to make sure you protect your assets there, Jones and Mixon, but you also want a third option to plug in at the flex, maybe help you when the guys are off or hurt and all that good stuff. So again, you can wait a little to round out running back. If you start with them back-to-back and you have two workhorses, that's what you usually end up with. And there's certainly a lot there with Gibson and Mixon and Harris all having a key volume behind Cook, Henry, and Jones. So again, gives you a little bit of flexibility. So realize that if you're strong in another position, you can kind of wait there as much as possible to round things out and make sure your weaker other positions are taken care of next. All right, we're up to team number seven. They took Jonathan Taylor as their RB1 in round one, then A.J. Brown, wide receiver one. Rounded out with DeAndre Swift as their second RB in round three. CeeDee Lamb was their second wide receiver in round four. Odell Beckham Jr., wide receiver three. Travis Etienne, between Lamb and OBJ, was taken as a flex play as an RB3. So now we're on the clock, so we're looking at this. We have our flex option. We have our two running backs, up to three now, and we have our three wide receivers. So we're looking for potential starting help at quarterback and tight end. So this is a good time to strike. Again, we're thinking the way team number two is, except that one less quarterback is available, Justin Herbert going to team number two in this round. We're going with Tom Brady, team number seven, QB1. And this seems odd, right? Because we have a lot of youth on this team with Taylor and Brown and Swift and Lamb and Etienne especially. But then we went to OBJ, a little different there. And now we're going with Tom Brady, really old, on the oldest you can get in fantasy football and still have a good viability here. So, look, we were a youthful, upside-thinking team here, and that's how we drafted early. But in the end, you shouldn't force yourself into one philosophy for the whole draft. Like, it's not always upside, upside, upside. You need to think about value as well. And Brady does have a lot of upside in his own right, even though he's an older player. Quarterback is a little different because you want established force there that's going to get the ball to a bunch of people. Tom Brady's going to do that. So it's a nice way to round it out. We like the youthful upside and tying it all together with Brady as our QB1. So don't force yourself into one philosophy for the whole draft. That is a mistake. The final team we'll get to in this segment is team number eight. And they started with Tyreek Hill as wide receiver one. In the round four, they added their wide receiver two, Robert Woods. They're still looking for wide receiver three. Cam Akers, Chris Carson, back-to-back RB1, RB2 in round two and round three. You have Robert Woods as your wide receiver two in round four. Dak Prescott, your QB1. Raheem Mostert is your flex option that was picked up in the last round. Not bad as an RB3. Now, what does this team do here? Team eight, wide receiver three, tight end one. Which is the way to go for a starting spot here? The answer is Juju Smith-Schuster for team eight. Now, Juju didn't have the biggest season, but he got a lot of volume, half-point PPR. He can still rebound and be a big part of the offense. And what's happening here is that makes us pretty weak here, right? I mean, look at the way we kind of drafted here. That Tyreek Hill, great pick there, but we waited until round four for our second wide receiver, Robert Woods. Now we waited two more rounds while we finished out quarterback in Dak and Flex and Mostert. So we go Juju. Look, we don't love Juju, but we know he's going to see a lot of targets and be a big part of what they do with Chase Claypool and Deontay Johnson. So the piece of advice that comes with team number eight taking Juju Smith-Schuster is, except you'll be weaker at a position or two and give yourself options. So we're just getting started here with Juju. We're going to stash a lot of wide receivers that can help here. And Flex, we still have some question marks too with Mostert and his injury history. So we're going to stack those positions the most here at the expense of trying to reach for a tight end at this point. And we'll wait as long as we can, even though with our quarterback coming off a major injury, to have our backup quarterback. So again, except you'll be weaker position at two or two and give yourself plenty of options to get better there. All right, we're down two-thirds done with round number 7 here in our 12-team, 17-round mock draft. We do have to close with team 9 through 12 and what they do here, but I do have to remind you about Built Bar, the best-tasting protein bar ever. It's amazing that they can pack so much flavor into these protein bars from Built Bar. They are protein bars that taste like dessert, and it's really hard to pick your own favorite Built Bar flavor. Just take a look at some of their core flavors: coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel. There's something for everyone. For myself, I love the brownie ones. I love the double chocolate, salted caramel. Really, you can't go wrong with any of the fantastic core Built Bars. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mixed box where you'll get 2 of each of the 9 flavors. All the bars you get from Built Bar covered in 100% chocolate, soft and easy to chew. Most of the flavor bars have 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, only 4 grams of sugar, only 4 grams of net carbs. A couple other flavors, 18 grams of protein, so a little bit more. Only 180 calories, though, with just 4 grams of sugar and 5 grams net carbs. 9 amazing core flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Order today and get whatever you like. All one flavor or mixed box, you do you. You're still going to love your Built Bars. And the one way to get in on Built Bar right now is go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCK15, and you'll get 15% off your first order. Use the promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. As we mentioned from the top, this episode of Locked On Fantasy Football also brought to you by RockAuto.com. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it is now impossible to go to your local auto parts chain store and find all the parts you need stocked. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning? We know how that goes. And wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry. You have computers with access to RockAuto.com at home and in your pocket. You can save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? Just go to rockauto.com, where the prices are reliably low for every customer. They have everything you could need: brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Look, go there and just search. It's easy. I was looking for a part for my car that was hard to find. Rockauto.com had it, and that's why it's so easy to use and so nice to also see the prices of the parts you need. Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution for your auto part needs. Go to rockauto.com and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right locked onto their How'd You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. That is all there for you at rockauto.com. All right, let us close the show here and get to what Team 9, Team 10, Team 11, and Team 12 do in the 7th round of our mock draft. Now, Team 9, good start for them. They went in a different direction. They went double wide receiver to start Devontae Adams and Calvin Ridley. They came back in round 5 to round out wide receiver starting lineup there with Tyler Lockett. Pretty good value there. In between round 3 and round 4, David Montgomery and Josh Jacobs to address their backfield. Then they went for the upside of Kyle Pitts as their tight end 1 here. So still waiting on a QB1. Do we go with a QB1 now, or do we realize, look, the teams around us are pretty set at QB all of a sudden here. Now, we just had team number 7 pick up Tom Brady. Team number 8 already has Dak Prescott. Team 10 is Russell Wilson. So we're worried a little bit about what Team 11 and Team 12 do here, but we're just going to wait. I mean, we feel like we're going to get a quarterback value a little bit later. There's plenty of options still on the board. So our pick here in round number 7, we're going with David Johnson as our running back 3. Now, look, it's not the greatest. We don't love David Johnson. The Texans don't have a lot. They added Mark Ingram, some other backfield options, Philip Lindsay among them. Now, what do we get out of David Johnson? Well, the answer is it's okay to get a few players with only early season production in mind. Now, we look at our team and look where we stand here. Now, we have to kind of do this with our backfield. That was the opportunity cost of taking Devontae Adams and Calvin Ridley early, and then taking Kyle Pitts in the last round. So this is what you're left with. Sometimes you have to make that call here. So we like it. I mean, we think David Johnson is going to be somewhat productive. He was a bit underrated and produced like an RB2, but keep in mind he's our RB3 this year. So that's a fair way to look at David Johnson's value here. So again, he may only help us a little bit before he gets hurt, but we know that David Montgomery and Josh Jacobs are pretty good options, and we have a decent third option here. And we know that it's a weak spot, so we're going to keep adding to it and looking for options in the backfield. David Johnson's not the be-all, end-all, but at this particular point in the draft, that's where we feel we need to go. Team number 10, they went with Nick Chubb in the first round. Miles Sanders was their RB2 in round 4. Then they went DeAndre Hopkins in round 2, Darren Waller, tight end 1 in round 3, Brandon Ayuk, wide receiver 2, then they took Russell Wilson as their QB1 in the last round, round 6. So what are they looking for here? They're looking for a wide receiver 3. They could go in that direction. They did invest pretty early at tight end quarterback. They could also look at a flex play. So those are the tough decisions here. And I think what it makes sense to do is, again, we need to add to our running back depth. We only have 2. We took 1 in the first round, but our next pick was in the 4th round. So we need to get something in running back here that we feel like we could have at least a flex option. And we go to Leonard Fournette, running back of the Buccaneers. Now, Ronald Jones went with the 3rd pick here in the 7th round. And related to the piece of advice with team number 3, it's okay there to navigate a fantasy committee in your own lineup there. So we're trying to figure out Leonard Fournette or Ronald Jones, but now you have a piece of the offense as well. So that's an acceptance you're going to have to make, is that it's not going to be ideal. We're going to figure it out as we go. We're going to hope that somebody's viable between our 3 backs so we can mostly start 3 when we're including the flex here in our league. So again, except you might need to navigate through a fantasy committee. It's not going to be pretty, especially if your opportunity cost goes in this direction where you go invest in a different way and splurge a little bit on tight end and quarterback. You're going to be stuck with this decision. That's okay. You'll make it through. And again, there's room for Fournette and Jones to be productive of flex plays in the same offense, sharing the backfield there in Tampa. Team 11, they started with Stephon Diggs. Then they got Mike Evans in round 3 to be their wide receiver 2. They're still looking for a wide receiver 3. At running back, they went with Austin Eckler in round 2. Then they waited all the way for Mike Davis in round number 5. And then they got George Kittle to round out tight end 1 in 4. So this is one of the teams that still doesn't have a quarterback here either. So do they think about quarterback? Do they think about going a different direction? They do have some depth at running back with Mike Davis and Melvin Gordon there. Their last pick was Gordon in the 6th round. The pick here is Deebo Samuel. This guy, if he's healthy, it could be a big year, and that's the whole thing. We're going to take a chance on him. I think some people on the draft boards and the rankings are very nervous about Deebo Samuel, but I think him and Brandon Ayuk are pretty interchangeable. And keep in mind, Brandon Ayuk went to team number 10 there in round 5. So you wait a couple rounds later and a pick later for Samuel there of the 49ers. So piece of advice with team number 11, take advantage of fantasy fallers because of injury risk. So look, Deebo Samuel went on the field. He's really special. Everyone's scared because of the injury issues and all that. But again, for a wide receiver 3 with some wide receiver 2 upside and more, that's a good pick for team number 11. Finally, we'll end the 7th round with team number 12's pick. And we're not sure what to do here. Let's look at what we did before. Ezekiel Elliott, RB1 in round 1. We waited until round 5 for RB2 and Chase Edmonds, so that might hint where we're going here. Round 2, we splurged on Travis Kelce at tight end 1. Then we went with Chris Godwin and Amari Cooper back-to-back, wide receiver 1, wide receiver 2. Then we love the upside of Ja'Marr Chase of the Bengals, the rookie, there at wide receiver 3 in the last round. So everything seems to be pointing us towards either quarterback, which we need a starter, or we need to go get another backfield option because Edmonds isn't always on steady ground here with the Cardinals. And we also have Elliott, who's coming off a fading season. So we want to make sure we're covered here at running back. So the pick is Kenyon Drake of the Raiders. Now, keep in mind, Josh Jacobs went in the 4th round there to team number 9. So Drake came over. It was a bit of a surprise landing spot for him in free agency. But, yeah, that's where we're going here for Team 12. We think Drake is going to have a big part. They're going to have a split committee approach there. And the piece of advice that comes with us thinking about taking Kenyon Drake here, the new Raiders running back, sometimes follow the money to figure out usage. Now, they spent some good chunk of money on Kenyon Drake, the Raiders did. So this is going to be a heavy running team with Jacobs and Drake. That's what they want to do with John Gruden. Darren Waller might be still their biggest asset in the passing game, but really play off that with the running game. So, and Kenyon Drake, he got paid quite a bit. He's going to get some good usage. I think that Jacobs-Drake situation is going to be more of a committee. Jacobs will still get most of the touches here, but I think it could be more of a 60-40 approach here for the Raiders. So Drake, again, got enough money in the running back market to think that the Raiders aren't just going to have him sit idly by and be a straight-up backup to Jacobs, but be involved in the offense quite a bit. They like the two-back system. We've seen it with other guys like Jalen Richard. They're in the mix. So, again, Kenyon Drake, the signs point to him having a significant role, and looks like he would be the poster boy ideal flex and also help us feel a little bit better about having Chase Edmonds as our RB2. All right, so there you have it. There's a look at now round number 7. We gave you all the piece of advice as well, so we're racking up the advice here. So by the time we're all done, you should be a total expert, ready to go here for your fantasy football drafts when they count the most there in August and September. So practice makes perfect, analysis, deep dives. That's what we're here, advanced scouting here on Lockdown Fantasy Football. Today on the Lockdown Today podcast, the Nets and 76ers both have questions to answer after their eliminations from the playoffs. To get more of the sports news you need in less time with Lockdown Today podcast, follow Lockdown Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow Lockdown Fantasy Football, LOFF, on Odyssey and wherever that you want to download your podcasts as well. So we love that you listen. We love that we can bring this great off-season content to you there. Even when things are not happening, we're thinking about the way the fantasy football season will shape up there in 2021. So still have 3 more shows we'll get to this week. So we'll get through our rounds 8, 9, and 10 analysis, one show per round. Then we'll kind of lump together the final few rounds there. So we'll do a look at the picks in rounds 11 through 13. Then we'll come back through with a show on picks rounds 14 through 17 there to round this up. So slow play mock draft gives us a lot of time to break things down, and we hope you're enjoying it here on Locked On Fantasy Football. For Locked On Fantasy Football, this has been Vinny Iyer. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.